A very good day to you. Welcome to Pomcast episode 71. I did not know it was 71, but Nikita did, and luckily she joins me today. Hello, Nikita.
Yay. Hello, how are you?
Good. May I begin by congratulating you on your promotion to community manager, which was, as I said to you, you know, a couple of days back, was long overdue.
Thank you.
You will be...
I still can't get over it. I'm just, I can't get over it, basically. I think it will hit me in like really hit me in a few days' time, maybe.
Well, it'll really hit you when you realise what you've got to do at an event.
Yeah.
Congratulations. It is
Thank you. Much deserved.
And, you know, it's kind of funny. Over the years, people have come, they've gone. I don't want to really use the terminology weeding, but it kind of is that kind of thing. Like you're left with people who are really dedicated, right? I mean, There have been people who were dedicated and have left for other reasons. Maybe they've, you know, got a busier job or something's come up in their personal life, and that's great. But it's really nice that you know, you stuck around and you've done
around. I mean,
like, yeah, basically you stuck around.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I tried to be, you know, poetic. I failed. Let's just move on. But no, you'll have the support of Alan upon his return.
Yeah.
And Rachel's been doing a great job with the FC. In fact, actually,
yeah,
that's the
really
first
has.
Kind of point that I wanted to make. Unless there's something that I should be talking about prior to then. But the 14 event, as you well know, because you were heavily involved with it, was a huge success.
It was a massive success. It was a lot of fun throughout the whole day. I think Everybody enjoyed it, and not one person had any grumbles or anything. So, it was a really good day.
I found it really enjoyable. I haven't been able to get on 14 as much as I would like recently, just been so busy. But the atmosphere was great. And I had not seen how many people were logged in for the event. So I was outside when I started streaming. And then when I went down the stairs in the company estate, that was the first time I'd seen everybody. So
yes.
It was really kind of cool to see, like, I think there was, I don't know how many seats were downstairs, maybe about 40 or 50, but every seat was full and there were people stood, and it was really cool.
I think at one point we had about 60 FC members online at one point, but we also had people like wanderers from different servers coming over, different FCs coming over. So we easily probably had nearly 100 at one point. So
surely that's
really good.
Even from an FC perspective, to have 60 online, that's probably the highest we've had in one go, or close to.
Possibly, yeah.
I don't recall seeing much higher. I know when we did like the Kinga thing, like a couple of pom lines back, we had a good chunk, but that's probably, you know, that was around the 50 or 60 mark. So
It
could be our largest number, but yeah, the FC's booming. So if you are still on the fence about coming to join us on Moogle, which is on the Chaos, I would really give it some consideration. I know a lot of people are off put because they're like, if they're in North America, they're like, oh, well, you know, my ping rate will be shit. Well, let me tell you, I live in the middle of absolutely nowhere and my internet is questionable and I have no issues whatsoever. Yes, I don't have, you know, Call of Duty millisecond precision when it comes to, like, you know, first person shooters, but for a game like 14, it runs perfectly fine. So do check your ping rate and give it some consideration.
It's very addictive, I will admit.
Yes, I know. You spend more time on 14 than anywhere now. Poor Martin.
I do, and I haven't even been on it for a year.
Like, I think Martin probably reached a point where he was just like lonely, so he thought, sod it, I'll just join.
He's on it right now.
Yeah,
he's literally across the hall from me on it right now. So
problem solved.
Exactly.
But yeah, the event was very good. I don't want to name drop everybody because I will forget someone and then I will feel bad. But thank you to everyone who was involved with the event. It was a huge success. And to everyone who decorated the house and was involved with the quests and whatnot. I think we've selected almost all the winners for the quests so far. We've been posting the names on Twitter and I will select the names for the hunts. Kind of just spreading it out because you cannot actually add all the items to your basket at the same time on the Mog Station. And I fear if I was to buy, you know, like, what was it like? It would be like 16 or 17 items in 16 or 17 different transactions all in one go. Either my card's going to lock or my account's going to, and neither do I really want to happen. So I've been spreading out the purchases. But yeah, we're about halfway there. So thank you.
Thank you.
Should we talk about Pomline?
Yes.
Which was like the day after.
That was a crazy event.
Yeah, it was pretty nonstop. And I would like to say it went very smoothly. I know that there was a few audio issues from Ray, which just came out of nowhere, but it wasn't a huge deal. But like it, the longest wait between any guest was 6 minutes. Like it was crazy smooth. And it was
brilliant.
It was the first time I'd used Zoom, right? So I could see when the guest was waiting to speak rather than hoping that they were on the other end of a Skype call, right? So that was hugely beneficial. But I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed talking to all the guests. Adam Neil recorded an episode of CooperCast Extra, which will be going up probably tomorrow at this rate. I really enjoyed it. It was fun. What was it like watch or mod?
It was really good, actually. It was nice seeing everybody's like comments, just everybody saying that they had such a great time doing all the quests during the day and then watching the stream and so on. Mm. I think the biggest reaction was obviously during Darren DePaul's interview and then getting to speak to Show and Lahara. That was really sweet. That actually nearly had me in tears.
If you watch the stream back, you can see I'm like seconds away from like crashing. So it was quite tough, which is weird, right? Because like, I don't know, like why would I have an emotional tie to the fact that Show's got an emotional tie to the character Arden? Like that's a bit weird, but it was just overwhelming because like to see her reaction just made me happy.
But you helped make that happen. You actually made that happen for her. Like she's wanted it for so long. And so has Lahara. They've both wanted to speak to him for so long. And because you've helped them make that happen, I think that's probably maybe why you're feeling possibly. A bit choked.
And I've already watched the CooperCast Extra episode that hasn't gone out yet. But when it does, I think it was Giuseppe made a comment saying, oh, I expect that was like prearranged with Darren. Darren had no idea. It was never arranged in any form. I was on the spot and I was like, Darren, will you do this? So, you know, thank you, Darren.
Thank you.
It was a little bit unexpected, but no, he was a great sport. I enjoyed all the interviews. If I had to pick a specific interview that was really, I mean, they're all interesting, but one that stood out to me was probably the interview with James Arnold Taylor, just because, again, it pulls from my childhood, right? So,
I was a complete fangirl throughout that whole interview. Like,
I tried to get him to do the eye for you.
He did a little bit.
He was like,
he did a little bit. So I'm happy. I'm happy with that. And the fact that he did the laugh. Thank you, Google, by the way, for that joke.
Yes.
I'm still really happy. And like you said, it's just pulling from my childhood as well, because 10's my favorite.
Okay.
So
I can't remember if I name dropped you or not. I remember saying a moderator, but I don't know if I said.
You said a mod, oh, okay. But you didn't name.
Okay, well, it was Nikita who sent me the shitty jokes. So.
But he just kept dropping random lines from the game in there. And I love the fact that he ended his interview with, see ya. So
yeah, that was good. Yeah, he was good, and I would love to have him at an event. And I enjoyed speaking with Audrey, and I apologized to Audrey for crashing her website. And anyone who's still using to try and use that code, it's KuperCon, KUPCON 500, but you need to be logged in, you need to have an account. And I think that offer expires Sunday. I must admit, was it Kuji or whatever it is for the near stuff? I really want the 2B figure, but I wonder if I should just buy the 2B figure or just buy 10 randoms.
I'd buy the figure just purely because I've had a go at it, Meaty's had a go at it, and Jawsy's had a go at the Kuji, and we've all got posters and towels, right. Which I'm not too, I'm not, you know, I'm not
how many
feeling
did you
bad
buy?
About that. I only bought two.
See, I would buy 10 and then hope to God.
But then I caved and then went straight for the puppet.
Yeah, the puppet looks cool.
That's what I wanted. That's what I wanted.
So. Anyway, I'm going to try to control myself, but it probably won't happen. and I was saying to Nat, really, I deserve like a KuperCon 5000 KuperCon code. So. But we'll see. I'll ask her for one. Audrey was great. And then who did we speak to after Audrey? Spoke to Ray. It was always nice to talk with Ray. It was nice to talk with Bethan. I mean, I haven't spoke to Beth before in a call. That was the first time.
Bethan was lovely.
Yeah, she's lovely. And as I already said, Darren and James were great. So yeah, really enjoyed the POM line. From a store perspective, it was incredibly successful. We made a lot of money. I'm safely say that we'll be able to cover all the expenses. I have spent roughly it will be coming in closer to $20,000 in the last few weeks on stuff. And I know people are probably thinking, well, how do you spend that? Quite easily. Like, we spend over $1,000 just on packaging. You know, like,
which is crazy.
$1,000 on cardboard boxes. And you may be thinking, how is that possible? Well, you'd be surprised at how much a cardboard box costs, especially when you're having to buy hundreds of the things. So yeah, we're well stocked on things like that. And it's been chaotic. Last I looked, we've had about 230, 240 orders. We've filled about 50 or 60 of them so far. We're trying to do we're trying to do about 20 to 30 a day, keeping in mind that it's not possible for us to do it during the day because of the kids. So actually we're giving up all our evening time right now to get those done. And then each morning I just label them up and I take them down to the post office and whatnot. So we are going to get there. The aim is to try and fill all the orders before the remake event next weekend, because when we get to that, it's probably going to be, you know, busy again.
Yeah, it will be.
Because we obviously have two products coming up, which people are quite excited for.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the book. So we got the vinyl, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll start with the book because the book's a bit simpler. So the book is going to there's no charge for the book. You just have to pay for the shipping. The reason why we chose to do that is because, legally, we cannot sell the book because it is written, it is literally based on someone else's story, right? So there's too much of a gray area. So we never have sold it. We've always done it through, you know, signing. And then if you want to have a book signed, the book is free, or we've given away in a loot. And in this case, we've decided just to give away the book, and all we do is charge you for the shipping. So we don't make anything from it, but it's still really cool that we can get them out there.
Yeah.
The vinyl is a little bit more complex. I actually haven't spoke about this much. I actually haven't mentioned it at all, but the vinyl has been a huge headache. So about 4 or 5 weeks ago, the tester copies turned up and they were terrible. They were like really, really bad. And I've been working with the company to try and rectify the issue. And I'm pleased to report that the issues, I believe, now have been fully rectified. There was an issue with the printing of the, I forget what they call it, coining, I think they call it. In short, there was an issue with the master and something to do with the production line. So I'm actually expecting the new tester copies to arrive on Monday. I will listen to them, and if they get the green light, then they will go to production. Now, production takes a few days, so the likelihood is I won't be able to physically hold one on stream and be like, this is what it looks like, but I will have a black copy. Just when they send the demos, they're not on the transparent vinyl. In short, what I'm trying to say is that they probably will arrive a couple of days after the stream rather than being here on time. It's unfortunate, but we still plan, assuming that the tester copies are good, when they arrive on Monday, they'll go up just as planned for the stream. So we're going to drop it at a random time during the stream. There's going to be no warning. I will just, you know, we'll take a 5 minutes and I'll just be like, right, we're about to release the vinyl if you'd like to head to the store. So the books, there
and
are
possibly
50.
Crash your store.
Yeah, possibly. Hopefully not. So there are 50 copies of the book and there are 100 copies of the vinyl, and that's all we've got. So if you want one, move swiftly. Move swiftly. That's all I can say. The two items will not stack together for shipping. So somebody brought this up on Discord. For those of you who are on Discord, great. For those of you not, oh well, I guess I'll explain it again. In short, the vinyl has to be shipped in special packaging. So like when you think of a record, it's like 12 by 12. That's not a very common size. And so what we've done is we've actually bought special record boxes to ship them in, which means that they'll get there in good condition. Now you can kind of understand why we spent so much on shipping materials. So there's that. And then the books are also being shipped in hardback envelopes. So they need to go in their own. So if you plan to get both, you won't be able to add both to your basket. You may be able to add both to your basket at the same time, but you won't save on shipping because of it, right? So those two items, regardless, will have to be shipped in separate packaging. Now, if you're ordering the book and you order a bunch of other stuff, then yes, we'll be able to put that in together. But the vinyl is too specific. It's too big. So regardless of what you decide, that'll end up going in a separate box. So just a fair warning on that front.
But it'll be worth it.
Yeah, I think so. I'm quite excited. I mean, I'm not going to lie, it's been a massive headache, but I think that we are very close to getting it right.
Good.
So it was just a bit hit and miss on some of the tracks, but I would never release something unless I was 100% happy with it. And that's why I've given them shit and gone back to them and, you know, told them to rework it. And that's what they're doing. So, but yeah, they will not, it won't go to production until I say, yes, it's good. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So there's that. And sounds naturally, good. Yeah, we're talking about these two products. But yeah, there's the remake event coming up in just a week. We've already announced, as of this moment, I think we've announced 4 guests.
Yeah, we have.
Okay, I think I'm going to be dropping 5 before the day is out.
Ooh.
I want to just keep moving.
That'll be good.
I don't really want to run it to like right up to the line because you don't have any time to promote the fact that you've got this giant lineup, right? Like the time I'd be done, it'd be like Thursday or Friday and I'd be like, oh, see you in a day.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's not really what I'm aiming for, but yeah, we're getting there. I'm quite excited for it. And it'll be different because it's a full round table, right? Rather than individual discussion.
Proper discussion. Yeah. Yeah.
So that should
proper
be
proper discussion between them all. And yeah.
I'm hoping
really
I can just sit back and let it roll, but we'll see what happens. Is there anything else I should have brought up? You said you had a list.
I had a list of everything that's happened. Do you want me to just run through it?
Yeah, did I miss anything?
Okay, so since the last one, we've had your new logo announcement.
Oh,
Mo's
God,
had
yeah.
multiple releases.
Did you like the animation?
Yes, I love it. It's really cute. There was a lot of comments during Pomline as well saying that they loved that little logo animation.
Good,
so
yeah.
It's
I thought
a
it just
hit.
Kind of keeps the beginning of a stream alive. I do love the new logo. I love the new logo.
It is cute. Yeah, it is cute. Mo's had multiple audiobooks and
okay,
his 76.
Yeah, yeah. Nibelheim Incident actually will come to a close tomorrow. So I'm hoping to either tomorrow or, I'm going to aim for tomorrow or Monday. The final episode of that will go up and then that's completely complete. And we'll definitely cover that in a future episode.
Yep. And you've also had John Bentley's and Susan Calloway's Patreon calls.
We've done
really
that since the
believe it or not
were really good. John's one was very successful, so was Susan. It was really good to talk. There were some really kind of what do you call it, like really heartwarming moments. There's a great moment between John and someone where they were talking about things, and I won't go into it. You had to be there, but it was really, really quite special, I thought. So
it was really sweet.
I don't think we're doing one this. Where are we now? We've done March already, didn't we? I don't know if we'll do one in April. It depends on how things are on my end. I've told myself I am going to take some time off. Because
so
I think
you should.
I think I should. I'm not sure. I think I'm planning for the first week of May, but that may change. So we'll see.
Yeah. You've also had the Tripon location previews announced and the Shiva foil.
So the Shiva foil is now in the Tripon boxes. They're guaranteed in the new Ultima box. It's stunning.
It does look really good.
The fact that you've brought that up kind of brings up to the point that Generation 5 of Tripon launched over the weekend. And we have so many cards now, you know, and we're really starting to phase out the older cards. So if you have not started collecting, now is the time. You know, you can knock off the first 50 cards just by buying 2 starter packs and you're done.
Yeah,
I've been thinking about doing a stream sometime where I'll just start putting my folder together because I haven't done so yet. And yeah, it would be like we are seeing a lot of new collectors, which is great. So do check out the Generation 5. I'm kind of like I'm at a point where I want to start talking about what we're doing for 5.1, because as you know, I think I sent you the screenshot, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so my folder
massive oof.
Yeah, my folder of, and I've added more since then. So my folder of to be released cards right now has 75 cards in it.
And they all look stunning.
Yeah,
so far.
And there's a few location cards in there. They're slower. They take longer to produce, obviously, the level of detail required. But yeah, there are 75 cards that are, in theory, ready to go that have not been released yet, and with still more on the way. So incredible numbers and incredible incredible cards. So something to look forward to.
Yeah,
what
definitely.
Else? What else did I miss?
Memoria previews were launched within Patreon as well.
Bloody Memoria. The Memoria is a real headache again. I ordered them on March 18th. They were meant to ship around the 23rd and they were meant to arrive by the 28th. As of this moment, they have still not shipped.
I've bothered the company
and
horrid.
They're like, they sent me a canned response saying, you know, we can't guarantee times. I'm like, I'm not asking you to expedite it. Just give me an idea, anything. Where the hell are my books?
Yeah.
So, you know, the books cost thousands of dollars to print. So I nudged them again. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say that they will probably ship out after the Easter weekend. As soon as they hit my door, I will ship them out to you guys.
Yeah.
I can't do any better. Unfortunately, I'm doing my best. It's only really been about 2.5 weeks since I put in the order. So it's not unrealistic to expect a little bit more of a wait, but I was just going based on the information they gave me. So, but the memorial is amazing. It's really quite something. We are going to start working on the second one pretty much as soon as the first one comes in.
Oh God, I think I joined around about that time, didn't I?
You would have, yeah. Yeah,
yeah, gosh. Okay. And I think that was it since the last POM card. Apart from, I actually went through and counted these, but I thought you'd like to know. Mm-hmm. Since our last POMcast, we've had 82 new Discord members join us.
It's a good chunk.
And 141 new Facebook community members, 69 of which joined during POMline.
Oh, that's good.
It's really good. Don't ask me about the FC.
Yeah, the FC is like up and down. The FC, watching people come and go from the FC is like watching the stock market. It's like, oh God, join, leave.
But then they come back again.
And then they come back again, yeah.
Yeah.
So it is just like the stock market.
Yeah, pretty much.
But no, but it's great. Our community is growing constantly.
It is.
You know, and that's really great. I will start the Patreon calls up again. Obviously not this coming weekend coming up. Actually, you know what? We probably could do one right after the remake roundtable. I'll think about
That'd
it.
Be good.
Maybe you guys let me know what you want to do if you're listening along. But Patreon is still very strong. It's one of our strongest months, not our strongest, very close to our strongest, which is a real help this month because, as you know, the roundtable has a lot of guests. This would be the most expensive online event we've done, period. We're paying all the guests the exact same amount of money. It's not small money. It's not huge money, but it's a chunk enough that it's going to cost us in the thousands. So please, if you can support us over that weekend, it is very much appreciated.
It'll be worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, definitely, you know, usually if we were charging tickets, I think we could have charged like $20. I think we could have quite easily. But we like to do stuff for free. Why not? You know, so support us where you can, regardless whether that's a purchase or just a tweet or whatever you can do to help support the brand. And I guess the only other thing I should probably mention is I don't have any news on Australia as of this moment. It's not looking good, is it?
No.
We haven't like put the nail in the coffin yet, but I think we're getting there. But the pop-up shop for Toronto and London is looking likely. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens now that, you know, non-essential stores are open. We need non-essential travel to open up a bit.
Yeah.
And then assuming that we don't go down the plague hole, we should be good to start planning for that. So there is talk of dates in, and, you know, again, just don't take this too seriously, but we're talking dates of maybe June or July. But again, this is just general talk. You know, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. So we'll keep our eye on it and keep our fingers crossed. But we are kind of planning ahead. We're looking at these 15 anniversary events. I actually spent like $1,000 on those things a couple of days ago.
The books,
yeah,
they are beautiful.
I forget if I bought four or five. I bought a few of them, so I thought I might as well stock up before they disappear.
Yeah, fair enough. Don't blame you.
Well, I think that's it. Thank you for bringing up some stuff I would have completely looked over.
That's fine. I'll do that next time, I think. Just make a list of everything that you've done.
That is a good
idea.
That's
the thing. You've worked too hard that you just forget, like, that only happened a few weeks ago and this happened at, like, not long after that and so
it's,
on.
It's definitely been a busy period the last month or so. I'm hoping that once the remake's over, I can take a little bit of a break, but we'll see.
And so you should.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for your time, Nikita.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you. And thank you to everyone who listened. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your sanity, even if you don't have any. And we will be back whenever we're back. We're not really scheduling these hardcore anymore. There's not much point because, you know, things are so up and down at the moment. We don't know whether we're coming or going or whatever. So, but we will be back at some point. So hopefully we'll see you for the remake roundtable in just about a week's time. Yeah. So until then, take care, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.